evening. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break into the net at any time. So, at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on July 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, contact one of the club members and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to start the net yourself. The net preamble can be found on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Okay, I am now listening for Echo Link stations. Are there any people on Echo Link who would like to check in with us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York, and I believe there's at least one station behind me. I'll turn it back over.
Okay, Kevin, another station, please call now.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB, Kilo Alpha 3. Tango Foxtrot Bravo Bill, Bravo India, Lima Lima in western Pennsylvania, a little town called Warrendale. And I think I'm last on the link there. And we're checking in through the Echolink system, and good evening to all. I tip my hat to the lady and boys up there in New York. And I'll give it back to Net Control. There's probably 25,000 others that wish to sign in. And we'll be waiting patiently. Back to Net Control.
All righty, Bill. Okay, we have Kevin and Bill on Echolink. Let's pause to see if we have any other folks who'd like to check in. All right, Kevin, you're up. How are things on this beautiful day in Oneonta?
Hey, good evening. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta, New York. I want to say hello to everybody up there in the Boonville area. I got some friends up that way. I know one of them is probably going to be running in the Boilermaker on Sunday, so I want to send her a shout-out from here. Had a pretty decent day here. Had a high near 80. We are currently at 68 degrees under partly cloudy skies, and it sounds like the weather for this weekend is going to be absolutely stunning. I'm hearing mostly sunny skies for both days and highs in the 80s, which is going to be really nice. I won't say much about early next week. I'm hearing a little unsettled weather moving in. So, and don't forget, you'll be able to hear me on Sunday morning on the new Adirondack Praise Network out of Utica as I do the weather forecast for them. On that note, I'll stand back. I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to Net Control.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Glad you had a great day today. And, I'm glad the weekend's going to be good, too, for all those runners. Not too hot, too. All right, Bill, you're up next in Pennsylvania. We're here in Remsen, New York, in the southern Adirondack Park. So, go ahead.
KD2AIT and KA3TFB here through the Echo Link. Warrendale, western Pennsylvania. We are at 70 degrees, that's 70. Our humidity is at 82%. That's 82. And our dew point is at 63. It's at 63. It's muggy. It's like a sauna. Funny thing today, after walking across the school grass that was previously cut, every step was like walking on a sponge. The water has saturated itself so bad that when you walk on a grassy area, you can see the water being pushed aside. Weird, weird. We had enough rain. It needs to rain in Nevada and needs to rain in California. So we need to make that happen. Anyhow, good to hear you in there and others who will follow. Tip my hat again, and we'll give it back to Net Control. Thanks for being there. And for those who allow the Echolink to come on the repeater, I wish indeed thank you to allow this to happen. Back to Net Control, and we'll be listening. KA3TFB.
Okay, Bill, well, great to hear. Thanks for checking in with us this evening. So, good. All righty. This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from anybody who is running battery-powered or mobile or portable. Please call now. Okay, this is KC2YXN, and I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
This is WA2U. Good evening.
Okay, we got two J's with us, Jeff and John. Jeff, how are things going? How are those crops doing and those potatoes?
Good evening, this is KD2AIT. So far the garden's doing good. We've been picking a lot of green beans here lately, and a lot of mustard greens. And still waiting on a lot of the zucchini and squash, so I think a lot of this rain is kind of stunning them a bit. They're there, but they haven't really exploded yet. They really need a lot of sun and heat. But the potatoes are falling over. They're that big, and I don't know about your garden, but same thing with the onions and the garlic. They're all doing well.
Great, very good. We're still waiting on green beans, but we've been having kale and collards and lettuce from our garden, and of course garlic scape. So very, very good. Are you at camp?
Friends and family. We're just kind of hanging out, listening to the Yankee game out on the radio there next to the campfire, and just enjoying a spectacular evening out tonight. It was, you really couldn't ask for much better. There was hardly any bugs up here. I don't know. I know that changes depending on where you are in the Adirondacks, but right here on the Black River, there really isn't that many. I did try to get into the 210 repeater. I don't know if you guys have been into there lately from your new place there, but it seems to me the repeater up there is down. Maybe John can let me know if he knows anything more about it, because my antenna tonight is getting a great reception. I'm hitting Syracuse, and everybody else is fine, but the 210, I couldn't even trip the repeater. I have no idea what's going on with that, if it's me or if it's them. And unfortunately, I can't email anybody over there like Paul or anybody else until I get back home. So other than that, we're just kind of hanging out here tonight, having a great night, and I hope tomorrow is just as good. All right, KD2AIT, back to Net Control.
Okay, Jeff. Great. You got good stuff from our garden. We've had some kale and lettuce, so it's really, really good. No green beans yet, but very good. Yep, really nice night tonight. All right, next up is WA2U.
Is there another station wishing?
permission to join us on the Black River Valley service map this evening, WATU. Okay, nothing heard. Well, good evening to everyone on frequency, and those out there listening heard a couple of kerchunks there, so I'm not sure just inversion of what's going on. Jeff, we don't frequent that repeater, so I don't know what is going on over there on 2-1. We'll have to, I guess, check in or listen, and maybe we can relay that information to you. Good to hear Kevin James sign on your radio activities. Well, you're probably doing the radio network, the radio thing. We're probably calling it a day. We usually stay up all night Saturday night listening to music and having a blast. So, anyways, I'm planning on doing that tomorrow. The temperature is about, 62, 63 degrees, and it's beautiful. We had accomplished a lot of stuff outside, got some stumps moved around in the yard and put them over by the fire ring, and just a lot of cleaning up, and got a lawnmower back, and it's running like a top, and so did a lot of stuff outside. I moved some of the wood around that I've cut up and getting it closer and closer to the wood splitters gradually. It's not going to get there by itself, but anyways, tomorrow, Saturday, is the 11th. Let me reset. Tomorrow's the 11th, and at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning is ECARS. ECARS has a roll call on 7.255, 7.255, for those that are members of ECARS on 40 meters. Kind of listen in, and if you don't want to participate, you can see how propagation is. Kevin James, I think, brought up the Boilermaker. Their talk frequency they'll be using is 146.76, 146.76, and then those that are close in the race area probably will have some simplex. So that'll be going on Sunday. I believe NA2A will be the net control for that. And if you're not involved with the Boilermaker, you can always head west and go to the Cicero or the Rags Ham Fest at the American Legion in Cicero. That's on Sunday. In the talk, and I believe it's 146.9. And the weather's been absolutely gorgeous so far. WATU, back to that.
Comment.
Go ahead.
WATU, didn't you guys used to be on the N2CNY repeater there, the 145210 on the round table? I seem to remember that's where I first met you, and that was the repeater I was referring to.
Yeah, we no longer participate with that group, and since we moved up here, this one's kind of in our backyard, so to speak, so we've diversified and headed north and using a repeater that's north of us, WATU.
Roger that. Okay, KD2AT, back to that.
Okay, well, thank you, John. Yep, we got 63 degrees here, and it's a beautiful night. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins, please call now.
KA2ZNZ.
Thought I heard somebody else. Please call now.
KA2ZNZ.
I got you, Jack. Are there any additional stations? I thought I heard another station. Okay, Jack. Well, how are you on this stellar, beautiful summer day?
I think Jack got the Rochester interference, because so did I up here, kid.
Yep, you're right. If you did you call on me? Can't see how you got wiped out by Rochester.
Yes, I did. Go ahead. How are you on this stellar day?
Oh, beautiful day. And I don't know what we got up to today, but it wasn't all that hot, which I greatly appreciated. Still kind of warm though, 69. The humidity goes up again as it usually does at night. It'll be kind of uncomfortable here. But we can always turn the air conditioning on, although we really don't need it today. And I'm sure everybody else has commented too, but the thing we've noticed is the mosquitoes are absolutely vicious this year. And Carol, who's highly allergic to insect bites, she has a problem, of course, just to kind of stay inside in weather like this. So anyways, 7-3's all around. Back to you, Kathy. KA2000.
Okay, Jack. Well, I'll tell you, I'm with Carol. I am very allergic to insect bites. I'm covered with lumps, bumps, welts, red places, everything else. And they love me, too, which is another problem. So, but we're going to hold a Carol for us, Jack. And you have a great weekend. Okay. Are there any comments, queries, notes, news, or nonsense, or late check-ins at this time? Please call now.
WAT with comment.
Go ahead.
It's kind of silly. Jack, you'd appreciate this if you're able to hear me, but probably not if the Rochester repeater is up, unfortunately. But that's one of the beautiful features of living out in the country like this. I went out there this afternoon, and I have a beautiful, beautiful smudge pot going. It's been going for, I don't know, a few hours, and it really helps to cut down on the mosquitoes and the bugs and stuff. And there you go. You would want to do that in Liverpool, but out here it's kind of common, and it just really helps. So it reminds me of the old days when I was many years ago when I was a kid in the summer. We always had smudge pots going if you wanted to get the lawn cut or take care of stuff outside. WATU back to net.
Yep, I agree, Jen. And yeah, town of Salina has even banned those. You can't even have any kind of a outside fire. It's getting ridiculous. Anyways, KA2000 is back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Jack. Well, I hope Carol feels better. All right, hearing no new check-ins before I close the net, I have three groaners for this evening. One-liners. So, okay, here we go. Why didn't the lifeguard save the hippie? Because he was too far out, man. How did the tree get on the computer? It logged in. Ba-da-dum. What rock group has four men that don't sing? Mount Rushmore. I will now close the Black River Valley service net. I would like to thank Kevin, Bill, Jeff, John, and Jack. A lot of J's tonight for checking in with us. And also to thank our listeners. And I will be returning the service net to regular amateur use. And I want to say have a great weekend to everybody. Stay safe. And if you go to the Boilermaker, good luck. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN 73 out.
This is KD2FPM. I will be logging out of the Echolink system on this repeater. Thank you very much for use of this repeater with the Echolink system. Hopefully we'll catch you guys tomorrow night. I may be actually up in the Mohawk Valley at this time tomorrow. KD2FPM 73 and clear.
KD2AIT repeater, KA3TFB logging off through the Echolink system. Kathy, good job. And it's good to hear fellows up there and young lady, and wish everyone a good weekend, and give extra money in the church plate. KA3TFB signing off. Good evening.
Well, I'm glad I rebooted the Echolink before I left up here for camp. KD2AIT, good to hear you guys.
KD2AIT, KD2AIT, WA to you.
Go ahead, Judd.
I went over there to 145.21, and I cannot bring up the repeater. I used a PL of 71.9, and I was running about 50-some-odd watts, so who knows? They used to say in the old radio days, only the shadow knows, but this is, well, it's a long story anyway, but I guess they must have something going on, to put it mildly.
Roger that. Well, I wasn't sure because when I came up here, something had happened to one of my antenna wires while I was gone and had pulled right out of PL259 end there. So I had to do some repair work when I got up here, and then when I turned everything on, I could hit all the other repeaters fine, but I couldn't hit the 210, so I wasn't sure, and I don't have the email account that I need to get a hold of some of the guys over there, so I was hoping somebody else knew. Well, I'll just have to email when I get back. I'm glad it's not just me, though.
Now, if you hear Sherry, K2SAC, Sherry, K2 Sierra Alpha Charlie, she's on the board, and her husband, KB2EF Bob, is vice president, KB2, oh, I'm going to get JJ's call wrong tonight, it's a KB2 call, FEV or something, I believe. But if you hear Sherry, she's been on this repeater, she'll probably be able to tell you, but I noticed the radio was on scan tonight, and it didn't stop on that frequency. I don't know if there was a net this morning either, so there was no storm, but hopefully they'll get things back. But no, you've got a really good signal, so. But thanks for asking. Yeah, who knows? There's been some leadership changes, and maybe that's forced people to move things around. But okay, well, at least we both compare notes. It's not there.
Well, I appreciate it, John. One of the things I like to do when I come up here, usually I get up here on camp on a Friday, so one of the things I look forward to is at 7 o'clock hitting a round table net up there and talking to all those guys I don't get to talk to, you know, except for every 2 weeks. So, I was a little disappointed I couldn't hit that net tonight, but I'm glad I know it's nothing to do with my equipment anyway. So, thanks, John. You and Kathy have a good evening up there. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, yeah, Pete mentioned it one night. There's a round table I can't get into. I could hear it on 146.955. They have a round table. I think it's at 8 o'clock, but I'm not sure. But, yeah, 7 o'clock is kind of nice because you're eating dinner or something, it's not too late, you know, you could get on the net and you still got other stuff to do, so, but, maybe it'll be, it's probably, as a computer plug and play, so, plug it in and could be, because of where it's located, could be someone that just arbitrarily unplugged things, which has happened before, where it's located, you know, people, what's this box, why is this plugged in, there it goes, all right, we'll talk to you later, have a good evening, WITU.
Check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. This is N2WBX. Good evening.
Okay, very good. KD2AIX. Hold Jeff up. I'm sure you're probably up to camp there. I didn't catch all of the nets tonight with the interference and everything. Okay, N5AOW, hello Bob. N2WBX, hello Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for any additional stations, with or without traffic.
WA to you. Good evening.
WA to you. Hello, John. Thank you for checking in as always. Hello, Kathy. Looking for additional stations.
This is N2MQP.
N2MQP, hello Carol. Thank you for checking in. Looking forward to any additional stations, with or without traffic. This is Octane. Looking for any additional stations. I've got AIT, AOW, WBX, U, John. N2MQP, if I missed anybody with an interference here tonight, please come back. And any additional stations. Okay, thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. It's supposed to be another nice one. KA2ZZ.
N2WBX, N2WBX, it's KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, N2WBX, go ahead.
Well, good evening. How's it going up there?
And good evening to you, your own self. It's going quite well. You enjoying your yurt?
Oh, yeah, of course. How can't you?
How are the solar panels doing? Are they keeping the batteries charged up?
Yep, I'm at, let's see, under load, I'm at 12.5, so I'm doing pretty good. I have nothing to complain about there. I went up to the trail cam and I had 36 videos there from last weekend to now, so it's pretty good up here. A lot of raspberries and blackberries growing around all over the place. They're not quite ripe yet, but the bugs aren't that bad. They're there, but I mean they're not they're nothing like they are, you know, in June anyway.
Yeah, I've got a lot of blackberries growing right around the cabin, and they drive me nuts trying to get them out because they not only propagate from the seeds, but they also propagate from runners. And they're all over the place.
Yeah, but they taste good. And the animals like them, so I don't know. Where I am, it's all canopy from the woods. So, you know, any section that you can open up and let some of that stuff grow up, better it is for you if you're, at least if you're hunting anyway in the fall.
Yeah, I've also got strawberries growing wild. So I've got blackberries, raspberries, strawberries. And probably down by the pond there's some blueberry bushes. I remember seeing that a couple of years back.
Yeah, we have wild strawberries up here too. I planted a couple of blueberry bushes this year up at the QTH. And they're doing all right. Matter of fact, even in the first year, they've got a little set of berries on them, so I was kind of impressed about that. I didn't expect anything for a couple of years, but, well, we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But, Yeah, it's nice up here right now. I gotta admit, I came up, you know, a little bit of trepidation with all that rain. I thought I'd come up here and there'd be a lot of flies and whatnot, but really it's not that bad. A couple mosquitoes here and there, but nothing more you'd find in your own backyard.
Yeah, it hasn't been too bad around here either. Most of the time the deep will take care of them anyway, so I find that I have more problems with the no-see-ums than I do with the skeeters.
Roger. Well, during the heat of the day, I had a little issue with some of the deer flies, but you know, I put on the bug helmet, and that was that, so they were taken care of. So it wasn't too bad. I got to walk up into a short sleeve shirt up to the deer blind without getting you know, bitten apart. So that wasn't too bad at all. But nice night up here. I tell you, you really can't ask for better. I got the windows open here at camp, and I plan on just having a nice couple of nights sleep here in about an hour or so.
Those deer flies, are those the ones that hang around the back of your head that buzz around your ears?
Yeah, they're about the size of your average house fly, but they got a black dot on each wing, and yeah, they usually bite you in the back of the head, and yeah, your neck, ears, whatever they can get into.
Got bodies that look kind of like bees with yellow and black stripes?
Oh, you're asking the wrong guy there. I'm a little colorblind, but yeah, they don't look exactly like houseflies. They do have some coloration to them. I just know that if you look at their wings, they have like a dark dot on each wing, and that's why I can always tell. Plus, when they land on like the glass on your window, they always seem to make a right turn circle. That's what I've always noticed. And boy, they hurt when they get on you. But when you get the when you have the sticky bug helmet, that defeats them.
The what?
The sticky bug helmet. Basically, it's just a help. They're attracted to the color blue. It's the same color like blue jeans or anything that. If you get yourself a little hard hat, it's the same color, and you put that flypaper sticky stuff on it, they're attracted obviously to your head, like you mentioned before, and they stick right to the helmet and they don't bite you. So we got about four of those hard hats up here at the, you know, the almost like UN blue. You know, like the UN helmets, that's almost that color. And when we're up here, when they're really thick, sometimes they get so thick you can't even breathe. We throw them on, and by the end of the day, there's about maybe 1,000 of them stuck to your head.
Okay. Look, the next time you do that, take a picture, will you, and post it on Facebook.
I tell you, I got some on there that if you scroll back through some, you'll see them. I've done this for a few years now, and I tell you, it's not the, it's a little gross sometimes, because you got a bunch of them buzzing on your head, but you know what, you'd rather have them up there stuck to your helmet than biting you behind the ears and everything else. So, you know, you'll start out in the beginning of the day, and when they're really bad, you'll start out at the beginning of the day with a clean, clean hard hat on, and then you go out there, and by the time you get back, you got a big afro or buzzing flies.
Am I one? I can't talk at the moment.
Oh, well. You have to see it to believe it. You can buy the little sticky stuff. It comes in a little can, like a rubber cement can. In fact, it looks exactly like a rubber cement can with the same applicator and everything on it. It's just that same stuff that you get on the fly paper. And it costs like $5. It lasts me usually two seasons. And me and all the kids, we wear it when they get really bad out here. And then when they don't get bad, we throw all the hard hats in a big pot of hot water and wash all that stuff up. But I tell you, if it wasn't for them things, we probably wouldn't be able to be up here for a good 2 months out of the season.
So that stuff is painted on. It's not fly paper that you glue on or something like that.
Nah, it's just like the same applicator you'd have for a rubber cement can. It's the same thing. It's the same can, in fact. It's just a different, you know, compound. inside of it, and it's really sticky, and you just rub it all over the helmet, and you have to wear it. I mean, it feels a little weird wearing a hard hat out in the woods, but you know what? It doesn't feel weird when you're not getting eaten alive. So it works, and it works really well. And if I didn't have that solution up here, I wouldn't even be here right now.
Really? That's amazing. No idea. So, I'll have to keep that in mind. On my head. And do you have to wear a net with it? I mean, like a head net?
No, you don't have to wear anything like that. Just the helmet. And the hardest part is, you know, making sure the helmet doesn't slip off your head or anything, because then you get a bunch of dirt all stuck.